resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
There's a man in the street, Sergeant.
Where?
That fellow there better post.
A man dressed in brown?
Yes.
Who do you suppose he is? Husband?
Or her lover?
I'll go over and find out.
A radio play for this week, Unknown Beauty, is a dramatization based on a story entitled The Mystery of Room 304. This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Ariel Milligan stands in the doorway of her Florida bungalow, gazing out into the moonlit garden. Suddenly, her husband's voice breaks the spell.
Ellie! Ellie!
Oh, Papa.
Of course it is. Who'd you think it was?
The lovely evening had me in its magic spell. Papa.
Yes?
Papa, let's pretend we are not married.
But we are, Ellie. That's silly, pretending we're not married.
Yes, of course. It was just an idea. Why? Where are you going, Harper?
I've got to run upstate and see about getting an okay for opening a circus season in Clearwater. I'll be back as soon as I can.
But, Harper.
Yes?
Tonight's our wedding anniversary.
Huh? The 24th? Oh, so it is. Well, that's too bad, Ellie. I'd like to be able to take you out to celebrate, but Ryerson says there's a hitch in his arrangements at Clearwater, and I'll have to go up and settle things.
Hello there.
Oh, there's our friend Gray. Hello, Gray.
Hello, Bramwell.
Say, why don't you get yourself all togged up and let him take you out tonight, Ellie? I'll pay the shot.
Going out? I'm glad I caught you. I'm leaving for home tomorrow. Thought I'd drop over and say goodbye and bring Ariel some posies.
Oh, Tulip. How beautiful. This is terribly nice of you, Bramwell.
I'm just dashing for the train. I have to be up in Clearwater for tomorrow morning.
Oh?
Yeah, see here, Gray. This is our anniversary, and I can't do the honors myself. So why don't you take Ellie out someplace this evening? I'll pay the shot.
Why?
Oh, well, you shouldn't do this. Maybe Bramwell has plans of his own.
No, I'm free as a bird. I'd be delighted to take you out, Ariel. If you'll accept me as your husband by proxy.
Then it's all settled. Thanks, Gray. Mighty decent of you. Enjoyed knowing you down here this season.
Pleasure's been mutual, I'm sure.
Thanks. Hope to see you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Goodbye, Ellie.
Goodbye, Harper.
Have a nice time tonight, Ellie.
Ellie. It sounds like sacrilege to hear him call you that.
Bram.
Well, it does, Ariel. He butchers the most beautiful name in the world and treats the most beautiful woman like a piece of his mangy circus.
Let's not talk about Harper. Let's talk about us. Oh, let's turn the radio on. You're really going back home tomorrow, Brad?
Yes, vacations must end sometime.
Then I can't have anyone to go swimming or golfing with. I thought to bring me sea turtles.
Oh, that reminds me. Here's that snapshot I promised you. Me holding the turtles. Now, that's me in the middle with the hat.
Oh, silly. Of course I shall keep this, but I shan't need it to remember you by.
Shan't you, Ariel?
No. I'll keep one of these tulips pressed in the first letter you sent me.
As a symbol of these two lips pressed against yours.
But, Bram, you mustn't.
I'm crazy about you, Ariel.
Stop, Bram. You forget Harper.
No, no, I don't. But I wish you'd forget me. I'll make you happy, Ariel. I'll show you what love really is.
Yes, miss. What can I do for you?
I'd like a room, please.
Yes, indeedy. Just sign the register.
The register? Oh, yes, of course.
Front.
There you are.
Thank you. Boy, show Mrs. Jane Jones to room 304.
Oh, wait. I'd like to make a phone call first. Where will your pay station be?
Right over there, madam.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Harper.
Ellie, where are you? I've been worried to death since you left.
I told you in my note not to worry, that I'd get in touch with you, didn't I?
Yes, but I don't understand. Where are you? When are you coming back?
I'm never coming back, Harper. I've left you for another man.
Tilly, what are you saying?
I've left you for a man who's going to give me what I want.
What you want? For heaven's sake, Ellie, haven't I given you everything money can buy?
Oh, yes, Harper. Everything but one thing. The thing I want most of all. Love.
Love? But I love you, Ellie.
I thought you loved me, but you don't. Not really, Harper. It's the circus you really love.
But didn't I marry you?
You married me, yes. Just quiet. Never coming back to you. This is goodbye.
Ellie, you don't mean that. I know you don't mean that.
What makes you so sure I don't?
Because I know you, Ellie.
Oh, do you?
Yes. You can't get along without the things I've accustomed you to. We've been married too long for you to sacrifice everything for sentimentality.
And you say you know me.
Of course I know you. Every husband knows his wife, like a book.
I'm a closed book to you, Harper.
That's not true, Ellie. I know you.
You mean you think you know me.
Hey, but Ellie...
Goodbye, Harper. Tell me again, darling.
I love you, Ellie.
Again?
I love you.
And I love you. Oh, darling, I couldn't be happier than I am when I'm with you.
Couldn't you be?
You really do love me, Brent.
Oh, don't you believe
me? Yes, yes, of course I believe you. But I like to hear you tell me so. Brent?
Yes, darling?
When are we going to be married?
Oh, why must we discuss that now? Don't spoil this perfect moment.
Oh, I don't mean to spoil anything. I thought it the most natural question. I love you so much that I've burned all my bridges behind me. I've left Harper so that I could be with you always.
I want to have you with me always.
Then when is it to be for always?
You're here with me now, aren't you? Can't this go on for always?
Glenn.
Yes, dear?
You are going to marry me, aren't you?
Why can't we go on like this, Ariel, loving each other?
Oh, you don't intend marrying me, Brent.
Have I said that?
You don't need to. I see it in your eyes. How have I changed, Brent?
Why, you haven't changed, Ariel.
You have? Why?
No, I haven't, darling. I love you just as much as ever.
Then why aren't you going to marry me?
I can't.
Why not? You love someone else?
No. I swear I love only you.
Then why can't we be married? I'm getting a divorce from Harper.
Yes, I know. But my wife won't divorce me.
Oh. Brent, what will happen to me now?
Why, you'll go back to Harper.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because I know you, Ariel, like a book.
I've heard that before. You mean you think you know me, Brent?
Just like this, Sergeant. Lying here on the bed, unconscious. Mm-hmm. Just like she is now. I've sent for an ambulance.
Good. Who is she?
She's registered as Mrs. Jane Jones, Miami.
Jane Jones, eh? Sounds like a phony to me.
Gosh, Sergeant, I don't know what to do for her. She must have taken poison. Look at that glass.
Yeah, crystallized with acid. Find the bottle the stuff came in?
I haven't had time to look around. The glass was on the nightstand there by the bed, Sergeant.
Well, I'll have a look in these bottles over here.
This is awful. Such a pretty woman, too. Very quiet and respectable she was. Here comes the ambulance.
Here's the bottle. Smells like carbolic acid. Better have the doc check on this when he comes up. This all the stuff she owns? This one hat box?
That's all she checked in with, Sergeant.
Taking all the labels out of her stuff. Say, what did you say she said on the phone?
The switchboard light from this room flashed about 5:45. And when I plugged in, she said, very weak, call a doctor, quick. I phoned for an ambulance and dashed up here and found her just like this. Oh, that must be the doctor.
I'll answer it. Now, what's the trouble here? Oh, come right in, Doc. I'm Sergeant Whaley, Detective Headquarters. Woman's taking poison. Looks like carbolic acid case.
Well, we'll soon find out. Inside of her mouth burned. Odor of carbolic on her breath. Heart's beginning to skip. We'll take her in, but I don't think it'll do any good. Better notify a relative, Sergeant.
We'll do our best.
We're on the stretcher, Fred.
Yes, sir.
I'll give the driver a hand, Doc.
What's her name?
She's registered as Mrs. Jane Jones.
That name's as good as any.
Yeah, I suppose so. All right, Fred, let's go. Easy now. Send her relatives over as soon as you locate them, Sergeant.
You mean if we locate them? Yeah, now, Withers. Let's see if we can find out who Mrs. Jane Jones really is.
Okay, Sergeant. Say, here's something.
Yeah, what's fine?
A dry faded tulip in this wastebasket. And some scraps of the snapshot.
You put them together while I look through her bag.
Right, Sergeant. Gosh, there's a million pieces. This looks like a hopeless job.
You're telling me? There's not even a laundry mark on this stuff.
Sure looks pretty laid out in that blue evening dress, Sergeant.
Yeah. She may be buried unidentified, but it won't be in a pauper's grave. This swell funeral and layout's all been donated.
Folks sure have been kind. Mm. Look at all the flowers.
Who sent that bouquet over there?
The card said somebody's darling, but no name was on it.
Maybe it was sent to the guy in that snapshot. The one holding them two turtles.
Maybe. Too bad she burned the face out of the picture. Mm. Gosh, it took nearly 3 hours to piece that together. And I thought I struck a hot clue.
Did the undertaker see anybody specially hanging around here with her?
Well, there was one man who came every day. He'd stand and look at her with tears running down his cheeks. But he'd never say a word, just turn away.
I wish I could have questioned this mystery man. He may be the one who can identify her.
And maybe he'll be here to the funeral. It's time for it now. Oh, here comes the minister.
Well, let's go over there where we can watch this crowd with her.
I am the resurrection and the life of the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
There's the man on the street, Sergeant.
And where?
That fellow over there by the post.
A man dressed in brown?
Yes.
Who do you suppose he is, her husband?
Or her lover?
I'll go over and find out.
Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall not behold a stranger. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can take nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Well, what did he say, Sergeant?
He must be balmy. All he does is sob and keep repeating, I thought I knew her, but I guess I didn't know her after all.
You have just heard a dramatization of an unsolved mystery, taken from a story entitled The Mystery of Room 304, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
Thank you.